The blood drained from Leia's head, and she had to grab Han's arm to steady herself. Jason's been here. What? Han peered into the crater. I don't see anything. Luke saved her the trouble of explaining. The Force, Han. She's having a vision. Han's voice immediately grew wary. Great. Just what we need. First Force calls, now Force visions. Quiet, Solo, Mara said. Don't interfere. Jason said something Leia could not hear. Then a helmet and X-wing flight suit appeared in his hands. Jason? Leia said, frowning. How? You're not. I'm fine, Mom. Korribu. In the Gyul system. Leia wanted to ask him to repeat it, to be sure she had heard correctly. But Han was pulling her away, following Nana down the crater slope through a swarm of astonished insects. Ben was in the droid's arms, while Luke, Mara, and Saba flanked her on three sides. Leia and Han were in the rear. It took Leia a moment to see why they had suddenly grown so concerned. More blue insects had appeared, pushing through the crowd from all directions, not really attacking, just clacking their mandibles and staring. The rest of the kind seemed unconcerned. They stepped aside politely, then continued to stare up at the crash. Leia drew her own lightsaber and activated it. 3PO, what are they saying?
They're not saying anything that makes sense. They're just repeating. It is. It is.
Their guide rumbled an explanation.
What a relief. Yogoi says they're just curious about us.
Bugs are never just curious, Han said. He drew his powerful Blast Tech DL-44, especially when they're hungry. They followed Mara and Nana back to the lot where Yogoi had left their transport, then climbed aboard the battered hover sled. Their guide slipped behind the controls and turned her head all the way around to the passenger compartment, then thrummed a question.
Yogoi asks what you would like to see next.
The Falcon, Han said. The guide slipped the hover sled into motion so quickly that Leia and the others were knocked into their seats, and a moment later, they were gliding onto a broad, traffic-choked boulevard flanked by looming insect spires. The uneasy feeling Leia had been experiencing only grew worse. She slid forward and leaned over the low wall separating the driver's compartment from the passengers. Yogoi, who were those blue insects?
The blue kind who accosted us at the crash,
C-3PO explained helpfully.
Actually, they were more of a deep indigo, if that helps. Why, of course there are blue kind,
C-3PO protested.
We just saw them at the crash. What do you mean you don't remember that? We all saw them.
The street ahead suddenly grew clear, and the unease Leia had been feeling blossomed into full-fledged danger sense. Stop the hover sled, Leia cried. Mara's approach was more direct. She was already leaping over the driver's wall, wresting the controls from their guide. She brought the hover sled to an instant halt, drawing a chorus of surprised oofs from Leia and the others. Not good, Han said, coming forward. Bad, even. These streets never... Leia did not hear the rest of Han's observation, for suddenly her danger sense was turning somersaults in her stomach, and Mara was backing the hover sled up the street. When their guide protested and tried to retake the controls, Mara used the Force to push the insect off the hover sled. Mom! Ben cried. You just dumped! A deafening crackle echoed through spire tops. Then chunks of mosaic-covered wall began to rain down on both sides of the boulevard. Leia instinctively turned to protect Ben, but Nana already had him on the deck, shielding him with her laminamium-armored body. Luke and Saba were standing beside the droid, using the Force to push falling rubble away from the hover sled. Realizing that she still had a little honing to do before her instincts were up to full Jedi speed, Leia tipped her head back and began to look for chunks of falling building.
Assailants at 40 degrees,
Nana reported. The droid's arm rose and opened at the elbow. The entire hover sled shuddered as the warrior nanny cut loose with her blaster cannon.
Astral!
Ben yelled, peering out from under her arm. Nana gently pushed his head back, then fired again. More pieces of wall crashed down in the street, and Leia glimpsed the inky shape of half a dozen dark blue insects diving for the interior of the tower.
Did you see that?
Han raised his blaster pistol and began to fire into the dust.
Griffing bugs!